Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. There's the NCAA Men's Hockey Tournament underway. Two Minnesota teams victorious already. Minnesota State beat Harvard 4-3 in Albany. Meanwhile, UMD took down Michigan Tech 3-0 out in Loveland, Colorado. Minnesota will play tomorrow. St. Cloud State will play tomorrow. And Jess Myers joins us from the Rink Live, and he has got a gorgeous view in Worcester, Mass. Jess, I mean, what does a room like that cost, the Rink Live?
I don't even know. I'm hoping I'm getting some kind of media rate or something here. But, yeah, I'm looking out at a chain link fence, a bunch of old cinder blocks, some pavement. Worcester, Massachusetts is one of those former big-time textile mill industrial towns here on the East Coast. And, I wouldn't say it's comparable to the view of the Rockies I had last year when the Gophers went out to Loveland, Colorado for the regional. But, we're excited. We're here. They get the defending national champions in game one. UMass, which is about 60 miles from its campus, so UMass is expecting a good crowd here. But Bob Mosco told me today that's perfect for them. He said they needed to get back on the road. They haven't played a road game since February 19th. More than a month they've been sitting at home. And, hey, we all like being at home, but sometimes you're better off being in a hotel, bonding with your team, getting away from everything, all the distractions, and just focusing on hockey.
All right, a couple of things on this Minnesota trip to Worcester in a game against UMass, the defending champs. Do you feel like it was a fair draw? Is everyone comfortable with where they ended up?
It's one of those deals where if the Gophers would have beaten Michigan last weekend when they played the Wolverines for the Big Ten title in Minneapolis, the Gophers probably would have been going out to Loveland, Colorado again. They would have gotten a little bit more favorable draw, but it's one of those things where you got to play your way in. Gophers had that opportunity. They lost the game. They played a decent game, but they lost it. So they get sent out here. Now, if you ask Bob Mosco about the draw and about the fact that you have to go to Massachusetts and play the University of Massachusetts in what is effectively going to be a road game, he said quite simply, show me the easy game in this bracket. There are no easy games when you get down to the final 16. So anybody can beat anybody. And they just said, this is playoff hockey. Let's do it. Let's line up and play.
Yeah, and the goal is to stay out east. So ultimately, I know they will come home ahead of the Frozen Four, but get it done in Worcester and you head back out east for the Frozen Four.
Yeah, it was weird flying into Logan Airport in Boston last night, getting a rental car and thinking, I'm going to be back here in 2 weeks for the Frozen Four, because that's something that I cover every year, regardless of who's in it. This will be my 29th Frozen Four out in Boston. And I got to say, Steve, this is a great area to have this stuff. You know, as much as people complain about having to travel and having to go to the East Coast, this is an area where they know hockey, they love hockey, they're passionate about the Bruins. You know, it's a weird year in that we don't see two of the kind of usual suspects in Boston University and Boston College. They seem like they're in the NCAA tournament every year, and they're not here this year. But in their place, we've got teams like UMass and, and UMass Lowell, which is out in the Loveland Regional, and Northeastern, another Boston team, which won the Hockey East Championship in the regular season this year. So kind of some new blood in there, and that's kind of fun to see as well.
Jez Myers joining us from the Rink Live. He's joining us from Worcester, where the Gophers will play tomorrow in the opening game against UMass, and that's a 5 o'clock start our time. A couple other thoughts about that Gopher game, Big Ten championship against Michigan. They struggled a bit in period number two. Now they bounced back, but give us your thoughts on that, because there was a huge crowd at Mariucci Arena. Felt like the good old days, and I don't want to say they laid an egg, but it didn't go particularly well.
It was one of those things where they played – but it was a crazy start, first of all. The Gophers score, 30 seconds into the game on a breakaway. So that crowd is in full throat, getting going. You think, oh, boy, here we go. And literally on the next shift, Michigan answers back and says, hey, we can punch back, too. And then the unfortunate thing that happened in the first period was the Gophers got essentially an own goal. One of their defensemen was trying to steer the puck wide. He winds up steering it right into the top corner of the net. You hate to see that, in any sport, because the kid felt bad about it. But as other members of the Gophers said, you play hockey long enough, that's going to happen. So Michigan took the lead that way. And then, take nothing away from Michigan. They're a fantastic team. And, one of the more talented teams we've seen all season. They're the number one seed in the NCAA playoffs for a reason, because they've got an incredible collection of individual talent. They really took the game over in the second period. It got fun in the third because, the crowd was really into it. Unfortunately, we saw some stuff thrown on the ice. You can't have that. None of that crap going on. Don't throw stuff on the ice. I don't care where you are. But then, in the final minute of the game, the Gophers pull their goalie. They get two power play goals. So they made it close. And that's one thing the Gophers really have going for them right now, is their power play has been fantastic here in the last about month and a half. After some struggles early in the year, when another player is in the box, the Gophers have been pretty good.
About the other Minnesota clubs in this, and an all Minnesota Frozen Four is still in play, we should add. I mentioned at the top, UMD advances, they beat Michigan Tech. Minnesota State, they get the W, beating Harvard 4-3. And I don't care what year it is, Scott Sandlin up at UMD, they find a way. Really extraordinary.
Here's what we need to find, Steve. This is the great mystery. Where, and we know it's someplace in the Twin Ports. It might even be in Superior. It might be on Park Point. We don't know. But somewhere, there's a switch that Scott Sandlin has. And he just flips it at this time of year. And they all of a sudden stop giving up goals. The joke is just pencil in 2-1 for the score anytime the Bulldogs are in the NCAA playoffs, because it seems like that's the score. Well, today they get a shutout. Ryan Fanti, who was the goalie in the year of their conference, a kid out of Thunder Bay, he gets his third consecutive shutout. They shut down Michigan Tech. And in fairness, tough play for Michigan Tech, because Brian Hallinan, who has been their best player all season, he's a Hobie finalist. He's out of Delano, Minnesota. He got tossed right away in the game for a check from behind play. That really hurt the Huskies. But Fanti gets another shutout, and Kobe Roth, a kid who played his high school hockey in Warroad, my hometown, he gets two goals for the Bulldogs, and here they are. They're one game away from the Frozen Four again, which would be, I believe, their fifth straight trip to the Frozen Four if they can get there this year. Just an incredible run by the Bulldogs and Scott Sandlin.
Yeah, absolutely extraordinary. Minnesota State, another fine year. They get the W already, and they'll get either North Dakota or Notre Dame in Albany, and that game will be on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and that's a good one that's going on right now. North Dakota and Notre Dame are tied 1-1 going into the third period. I joke that UND is going to win it either way. We just don't know which UND is going to win it. But yeah. North Dakota are reeling a little bit because they got beat in the semis of the NCHC tournament. They've been dealing with injuries all year. And Jake Sanderson, who's one of the top defensemen in college hockey, just hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's out this weekend. He's not playing for them. So that really hurts North Dakota. Notre Dame plays that lockdown defensive style that we see in the Big Ten all year. And that's the kind of hockey that seems to work in the playoffs. But one of those teams is going to emerge, and they're going to get a shot at the Mavericks with the winner going to the Frozen Four. And that would be another huge one for Minnesota State, which has had a great season. Finally broke through last season, got to its first Frozen Four, and has been ranked at or near the top of the standings all season. So you got to wish best of luck to Mike Hastings and his club. Just a really fun story there.
Finally, St. Cloud State, we only got about 30 seconds. They're going to be underdogs against Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac's a tough team. And you know, you see what Rand Pecknold has done there. Good recruiting. The Huskies have some bite in them, though. Keep in mind, they went to the national championship game last year, so don't count them out. This is a playoff. Anything can happen, and it always does.
All right, Jess, always great. Thanks. The Rink Live, Jess Myers from Wooster. Enjoy the view. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is. Jess Myers does an outstanding job covering the Golden Gophers in college hockey at large. So there it is. St. Cloud State, Quinnipiac. Tomorrow night they'll be in Allentown. And then Minnesota and UMass, 5 o'clock our time from Wooster. And UMD's already advanced, and Minnesota State has already advanced. So good stuff. Twins win. They beat the Rays 7-1 in the Grapefruit League. Bailey Ober pitched well. Coming up, we have all the news, all the weather. Following that, we'll talk more Twins. Phil Miller joins from the Star Tribune down in sunny Florida. And then later in the hour, Timberwolves in the spotlight. We'll talk some golf tonight, some high school hoops, and of course NCAA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.